Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter in Louisiana. And welcome to Wake Up America Ministries. Hope you guys are enjoying the sermons and the Bible studies. And if you have any comments, just hit me up on my link. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I came across this devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. It's Monday night devotional. If you follow me on the Facebook page, I share a morning devotional on the Daily Bread. Just an awesome source to, you know, to listen to and kind of get your mind right in the mornings. You know, you want to start the mornings out strong. You want to start out with praying and praise and just getting into God's word, and then just kind of let that marinate throughout the day. So devotional here is called Faith in God. Our key scripture passages here is in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith must have an object. We don't simply have faith. We have faith in something or someone. Faith in faith is meaningless. For the Christian, there is only one object for faith. That is the living God. Everything is less, is not real, is even deceptive. Our faith is in the God who created this world and came down to earth in person as his son, Jesus Christ. We put our faith in Christ because he alone is our Savior. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead, gave him glory, and your faith and hope might be in God. People today put their faith in all kinds of ideals and beliefs, from astronomy to spirit guides to science to the humanists. But only Christ reveals God to us, and only he can bridge the gap between us and God. A gap caused by sin. Do not be deceived or misled, guys. Only Christ is worthy of our faith. And here the hope for today or for the night in this devotional is, have you ever put faith in something or someone other only to discover that your faith was misplaced? It happens to many over the years, but it doesn't have to be that way. See, faith correctly placed does not disappoint. When we place our faith in Jesus, when we open our hearts, and this is me talking, when we open our hearts to Jesus, and we just give him everything we have at that time, we just hear it, say, here, Lord, here I am, here's everything. I don't know what it looks like. You know, there's no special formula, there ain't no special prayer that you need to pray. All you need to do is open your heart up to Jesus and believe that he was sent by God and that he had to suffer a horrible death and rise that third day. And because of that, we can come right where we're at tonight and we can say, I believe in all of that. And you don't need no building. You can come right where you're at, and you can let the Holy Spirit fill your life. You can be born again right where you're at tonight. That's a beautiful thing. That is our hope. And when the Holy Spirit comes in your life, it changes you from the inside out. Your life starts to reflect more of Christ and less of you, and that's really missed a lot of times, is the regeneration. Or I'll say it's missed is the part that don't be talked about, is part that when you're looking at people walking around calling themselves Christians, and then their actions reflect what they are supposed to be doing, and it's more obvious to me because I study the Word of God daily and pray for guidance and directions. Regeneration. Our life is not supposed to resemble those around us. We should be different. But I love you guys. I hope you enjoy this devotional. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come tonight with this devotional, Lord, just thank you for the words that you needed me to say tonight for this short devotional. I pray there's anybody that's listening to this devotional that, Lord, that if they don't know you, Lord, they just check out these sermons on salvation. And those are kind of been lukewarm in between that fence, Lord. It's time for us to rise up and not to be lukewarm no more. We need to rise up and say, I'm for God, or I'm not. And no in between. Because there's no in between with you, God. You're all in or all out. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night.